The plan was prepared by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and Professor Ram Lipsius and the Virginia Institute of Marine Science played a major part in it.
It relates back to President Obama's executive order, where the goal is to restore 20 tributaries in Chesapeake Bay by 2025.
He says the plan is ambitious, but doable and well worth the effort.
We're going to see improvements in water quality. We're going to see, hopefully, improvements in the production of fishery species. We're going to hopefully see potentially seagrasses come back because they are driven to a large part by water quality.
Building, seeding, and managing the oyster beds could cost billions, but Lipsius says we've learned from the past mistakes and are already making progress, and the Army Corps of Engineers' ambitious plan comes at a good time. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.